This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're about to hear in a moment part two of a sermon that I preached, about a month or 6 weeks ago at Island. It was a short series looking in the life of Moses. We started off with the Moses and the burning bush. It was Moses' encounter with God where we learned more of the holiness of God as he told Moses to take his shoes off, for he was standing on holy ground. We learned God is, he's holy, and he must be approached that way. If you miss that sermon, you can go to WGODradio.com and click on the link there that says Prior Broadcasts, and you'll find these sermons from this series. Again, the first one was Moses and the Burning Bush. The second one was Moses and the Name of God, Exodus chapter 3, where God revealed his name to Moses as I Am, in the Greek, Ego Eimi. The same name the Lord Jesus applied to himself before Abraham was, Ego Eimi, I Am. The third series was Moses and the 10 plagues of Egypt. Now here, this last one is Moses walks to his own funeral. We're looking today at what went wrong with Moses. What did he do wrong? Let's call it what it is. What catastrophic sin did Moses do that it would ban him and bar him from entering the promised land? That's what we're looking at here today. Again, for more information, WGODradio.com. And these programs are all uploaded on my Facebook page as well, WGOD Radio. Let's now hear part two of three. It's one sermon I've cut into three parts. Moses walks to his own funeral.
It's astounding to me, this horrendous lack of faith. I think it's astounding to Moses. I mean, God parted. The Red Sea was in the rearview mirror. But don't you trust him to come through in your life? How about you? Do you trust God to come through for you in your life? Are you dealing with something? I heard Oswald Chambers, he says, I pity the person, or as Mr. T would say, I pity the fool who doesn't have something in their life that they're dealing with. God loves you so much, he sent his son down here to planet Earth to die in your place. Do you believe that God loves you? Do you trust him? Has God established himself as faithful in your life? Has God been faithful to you? Has God been faithful to you today? And just because we're not in the place of the Egyptians doesn't mean that you and I can't struggle with faith issues like they did. Now, verse 5. So the Lord said to Moses, go on before the people and take with you. Now, let me say, I didn't say before, the name of this sermon is Moses walks to his own funeral. We're looking at what happened to Moses. What went wrong with Moses? What did Moses do to incur the judgment that's going to come upon him? Verse 5, the Lord said to Moses, go on before the people and take with you some of the elders of Israel. Also take in your hand your rod with which you struck the river and go. Verse 6, behold, I will stand before you there on the rock in Horeb, and you will strike the rock, and water will come out of it, so that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. So he called the name of that place Massah and Meribah, because of the contention of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? Now remember what the Apostle Paul said when we started this message here today. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all of our fathers were under the cloud. They all passed through the sea. They all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food, and they all drank from that same spiritual rock. For they drank from that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. The rock here is a picture of Christ. It's not saying Jesus is a rock, though he is my rock. Right? We sing the song, he's my rock, my sword, my shield. But the rock is a picture of Christ. The rock here had been smitten or struck. Zechariah the prophet, he made the prediction, strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. Okay, so far so good for Moses. Now remember what was commanded him the first time. He was instructed to strike the rock. Now let's turn to the third book of the Bible, the book of Numbers. Actually, fourth book, I'm sorry. Numbers, chapter 20. Funny how the first place was the wilderness of Sin. Now we got the wilderness of Zin. Then the children of Israel, the whole congregation, came into the wilderness of Zin in the first month. And the people stayed at Kadesh. And Miriam died and was buried there. Now Miriam, you remember, was Moses' sister. Remember in our first sermon about a month ago, how Miriam arranged for her mother to take care of Moses. Remember that? Now verse 2. Now there was no water for the congregation. All right, here we go again. There was no water for the congregation. Look at what a lack of water does to people. I can't stress this enough. What people will do with no Zephyr Hills. It's amazing to me. There was no water for the congregation, so they gathered together against Moses and Aaron. The people contended with Moses and said, if only we would have died when our brethren died before the Lord. Why have you brought up this assembly of the Lord into this wilderness, that we and our animals should die here? Why have you made us come up out of Egypt to bring us to this evil place? It is not a place of grain or figs or vines or pomegranates, nor is there any water to drink. You know, I believe that water is very prophetic. Again, notice this is the second time we see people lose their faith because of water. Now, I've got to be obedient unto God, and I've got to take you where he wants me to take you right now. You can keep your finger there. I'm going to read it to you. Revelation chapter 11, verse 3, it says this. It says, I will give power to my two witnesses. They will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Verse 6, these have the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. And they have power over the waters to turn them to blood and strike the earth with every plague as often as they desire. Imagine that. 3.5 years with no water. I made the comment a couple weeks ago. 3.5 years with no water. Then all of a sudden, onto the scene is going to be a man driving a great big refrigerated truck of Zephyr Hills. All you got to do is one little thing. And you can drink all you want. You just take this little cutesy-wootsy little mark right here. Or if you lost your right hand in an accident, you take it right here. And you can have all the water you want. Remember, in desperate times, people will do desperate things. When people are desperate, they'll do anything. These people went a week without water, and they're cursing God. People will spit in God's eye over a glass of water. Imagine how this prophecy is going to play out. I just read to you. All right, back to Moses. He's angry. He's about to get instructions regarding this angry mob that wants to stone him. Verse 6. So Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and they fell on their faces. And the glory of the Lord appeared to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Now listen to the instructions. Take the rod. You and your brother Aaron gathered a congregation together. Speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will yield its water." All right, say that with me. Speak to the rock. Notice the difference. Remember, that rock was Christ, the Holy Spirit says. First, the rock was smitten, representing the picture of Christ on the cross. Isaiah 53:4, "He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him smitten, stricken by God, smitten and afflicted." Here the rock foreshadows the exalted Christ, which is why the rock only needs to be spoken to, as if in prayer. The Holy Spirit's the one that says this. He says, through Paul, that rock you saw there in the wilderness, that's a picture of Jesus Christ. Now Moses is crucifying again the Son of God in a roundabout kind of way. He's striking the rock. Again, verse 8. Remember, Christ is the living waters. Remember what he said to the woman at the well, John chapter 4, verse 10. He said, "Drink of this water and you'll never thirst again." He is the rivers of living waters. This rock, the rock was Christ. Verse 8, "Take the rod, you and your brother Aaron, gather the congregation together, speak to the rock before their eyes, and it'll yield its water. Thus you shall bring water for them out of the rock and give drink to the congregation and their animals." So Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock. And he said to them, "Hear now, you rebels. Must we bring water for you out of this rock?" Then Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod. And water came out abundantly. And the congregation and their animals drank. Uh-oh, you're in big trouble, pal. You shouldn't have done that. I count 5 serious transgressions in this. Number 1, he disobeyed a direct commandment from the Lord. Obedience is always key with God. Samuel the prophet likened disobedience to witchcraft.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.